24th of October, I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Elevated water levels and expected poor weather have led to a cancellation decision for an environmental event scheduled to take place this upcoming weekend in Bedford. Rivercare, through its volunteers, were due to pick up rubbish along the edge of the River Great Ouse around the St Mary's Gardens area. The Environment Agency, kayakers and scuba divers were also set to assist. The portfolio holder for the Environment, Jim Weir, said, "I know this will be a disappointment to the many residents of all ages who take pride in our river, but we always strive to put the safety of our residents first." The event has now been postponed until spring 2025. 50 new homes are being proposed for 9 hectares of agricultural land in Wootton. Preliminary plans have been submitted to Bedford Borough Council to see if an environmental impact assessment will be required for the development. For 34 years, the Cineworld Cinema has been a mainstay at the top of the embankment, but its final showing is due to take place this Sunday as it will permanently close its doors. The Aspects Leisure Park Cinema is a victim of a £4 billion restructuring plan by its parent company Cineworld Group PLC, which operates venues across Europe and the US. In a statement, Cineworld thanked its Bedford customers for being their patronage over the years. View Cinemas at Riverside Bedford is now the only remaining multi-screen cinema in the area. A petition to recognise Lena Augustanti's 50 years of service to Bedford through her Midland Road ice cream and Dinky Donuts concession stands is beginning to pick up steam. She recently announced her retirement. The petition, which proposes formally presenting some type of award to Miss Augustanti, currently has 239 signatures attached. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.